This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The Pueblo Police Department arrested two men in connection with the alleged murder of a 33-year-old woman who was found dead in New Mexico on May 21st. According to a statement from PPD, charges are being filed against 52-year-old Roy Slagle and 54-year-old Sean Pierce for the homicide of 33-year-old Amber Deck. PPD says Slagle was arrested for first-degree murder and Pierce was arrested for accessory to first-degree murder. While spectator camping wasn't allowed along the Pikes Peak Highway for the last year's International Hill Climb because of COVID-19, there are no lingering concerns this year as demand for campsites was high. In fact, all 250 campsites were sold out, and that's at $150 per reservation. Last night before the race is the only time of the year that camping is allowed on the peak. Officials said that limited camping to one day annually, specifically only in a few areas, helps reduce the impact of humans on the mountains. Gagliano's Italian Market in Delhi, an iconic family-owned store, opened its doors back in 1921. They've been making their popular Italian sausage for over 100 years. And on Saturday, Gagliano celebrated being open for an entire century with Italian music, cakes, tasty treats, and entertainment, including visits from Mayor Nick Gradisar and Senator Michael Bennett. The Air Force Academy is mourning the loss of Cadet Second Class Nick Duran, 20, of Texas, who died in a plane crash on Thursday. Duran was one of two people who died in the single-engine crash in Claiborne, Texas. He was home on leave at the time. The National Transportation Security Board is investigating the crash. Duran loved flying and dreamed of becoming an Air Force fighter pilot. He was majoring in management with a minor in Spanish. One woman has been found dead after reports of a shooting in Colorado Springs. The Colorado Springs Police Department were called to the shooting Saturday morning at 6 a.m. at the corner of Fountain Boulevard and Aero Plaza Drive. CSPD says that detectives from the Violent Crimes Section responded and assumed responsibility for the investigation. Her death is being investigated as a homicide. A new analysis details the ever-rising popularity of Colorado's biggest mountains and underscores ongoing struggles to control crowds seeking 14,000 feet. The Colorado 14ers Initiative latest annual report estimates that 415,000 people hiked the state's highest 54 peaks last year, an increase of 18% from the previous record in 2018. The nonprofit projected 288,000 hikers in 2019, a summer that saw the high country open much later due to lingering snowpack and avalanche debris.
Good morning, I'm Storm Tracker 13, meteorologist Marty Benajinkway. Looks partly to mostly cloudy this morning, with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely developing this afternoon again. We'll stay cool. High temperatures in the mid-60s around Colorado Springs, lower 70s for Canyon City and Pueblo. Mountain areas around Teller County probably in the 50s. Of course, we have the Pikes Peak International Hill Climb going on today. Looks like we'll probably get through most of the morning okay, but as we approach lunchtime, any showers that may start developing could produce some snow, so hopefully we can get everybody down off the mountain there before it starts getting a little goofy here this afternoon. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.